It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's jump into the 2024 San Diego Padres. A year ago, we're sitting here. I had high expectations for this Padre team. Now, I thought about, you know, the level of name recognition, star power, young star power. You got Soto, Machado, Tatis, you bring in Bogarts. That's a lot of young stars.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work. Now, I'm not blaming it on that. I don't know what was happening. I wasn't in the clubhouse. You were a lot closer to the game than me. What made no sense to me at the end of the year when it was all said and done is they were top in the league in pitching with that star-studded lineup.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work. That's why this game is so great. And at the beginning of the season, we all, you know, we're all making predictions, and here's Tony's picks and Booty's picks and what's going to happen. And usually I get off the show that I'm doing and I start laughing, going, you know, everybody thinks that, boy, I've really studied this. I can give you an educated opinion, but it doesn't mean it's even going to come close to working out the way it did a year ago. We didn't expect that a year ago. We didn't expect the Texas Rangers to win the World Series and the Arizona Diamondbacks give them a run like they did. But that being over with, what's your outlook on 2024 for the San Diego Padres? Soto goes to New York. He's thriving early on in the season, and I think he's going to have a great season. I think you guys got some really good players in return. I like Peralta in the bullpen. I like King in the rotation. I think they're two real talented guys, and you still maintain, you know, that you still got Musgrove and Darvish. You added Cease. You got Machado. You got Tatis. You got a Bogarts. Cronenworth off to a great start. Three legitimate MVP candidates year in and year out. Your outlook on the 2024 San Diego Padre team?
I feel really upbeat about this 2024 version. I think for the first time in, I would say, since all of the moves started to be made in terms of the trade, bringing in Snell, bringing in Soto, bringing in Darvish, I think this is the first phase where they're inserting some young, you know, players that are controllable, that have a chance to be like impact players on a team. Jackson Merrill and Luis Camposano in particular are two young dudes who I think can help this team get to the where they're trying to go, which is deep into the postseason, into a World Series. You mentioned last year in the pitching. That was the mind-numbing thing about last year, is much as they struggled offensively early, they still were at the top in pitching really all season long. It was a combination of bad luck and, you know, poorly executed offensive spots, and particularly runners in scoring position, and just playing the game the way you need to in order to score runs. That being said, this year, you know, you lose Soto, and that deal is basically netted Peralta, as you mentioned, King, Brito, Vasquez, and Cease, because they turned around and flipped Thorpe and brought Cease in. So I think AJ has put them in a good spot this year. Now, the thing that has been noticeable from spring training is the attention to detail in terms of game planning and what they're trying to do at the plate. last year, because you had, you know, you mentioned some of the names, at times it felt like everybody was just up there trying to blast a baseball, and it led to a lot of missed opportunities. This year, at least early, and this is all the way through spring training, when a guy needs to be moved, a guy is moved. When there's a ball that needs to get to the outfield or stay in the middle of the field to bring a run in, it's been executed. And it's clear that there's been attention. They've talked about this as a unit. And so that's been encouraging to see so far. It's early, obviously, so you know there's a lot of games to be played. But I like this team. I like where they're at. I think they're going to have to figure out roles in terms of the relievers. And when you're six games into it, at least from their standpoint, there's a lot of time to kind of figure that out. But I like the foundation that they built during spring training. And I think it could net them a lot more wins this year.
The thing I talked about a year ago, you know, cause you rack your brain, like you said, it doesn't add up. The pitching was that good. And with that star studded lineup, it almost mathematically doesn't add up to finish right where they finished.
Right.
But it's a combination of bad luck and just wrong place, wrong time. It's almost like an eclipse. Like this is the perfect storm to have a terrible season.
Yeah.
The thing I was pointing to, and I didn't hear people talking about this much. I just talk about it because I come up, you know, and I'm a middle infielder, and I know the ego that comes along with being a middle infielder, center field.
Yeah.
Captain of the outfielders.
Right.
Now the shortstop's always the captain of the infield. He's always the best defender. He's the best defender on the field. He's the most skilled fielder. Nobody except for Mookie Betts, and that remains to be seen. I've never seen anybody go to shortstop. Everybody leaves shortstop and goes somewhere else. But it's a very ego-driven, and I don't mean ego in a bad way, like in a jerky way. I just mean, hey, when you're a shortstop, you're a shortstop. It's kind of a demotion when you go over to my side of the bag and become a second baseman. You go to third base. No, it's shortstops. We all know shortstops are shortstops. All of a sudden, Tatis has that, you know, has his hiccup. He gets suspended for a year. He's got some hat in hand coming back to the ball club, kind of on his best behavior, and understandably, but he's a shortstop, and he's a young superstar. They put him in right field. Now, he won a platinum glove. That's great. I expect him to. I expect a shortstop to go to right field and win the glove. You got Cronenworth, a young, really good player who brings, he feels, and I know how it is as a second baseman. I felt like I brought a lot of value to second base. If you would early in my career put me at first base, I'd be like, are you kidding me? I'm a gold glove second baseman. That's where my value is. Who knows what's going through Cronenworth's brain? Like, wow, now I got to hit like a first baseman and my value's gone.
Yeah.
I'm not saying any of this happened, but that was kind of my thoughts. Like, you got a bunch of really talented defenders, but they're all out of position. You know, I look to this year, Bogarts, who seems like a great guy, veteran guy, has had a ton of success, mature player. He's asked to go over to second. I could imagine, I'm watching him say all the right things, but I could imagine thinking, wait a minute, they signed me for a lot of money to come here to play short, and all of a sudden I'm playing second. Okay, if that's what they want, he's got to be a team guy. I get that.
Yeah.
But just that was the underlying tone, if that could have had anything to do with a year ago.
That's a great point. And, you know, ideally in a perfect season for a team, you want everybody to be in a good mental space, right? And when you have that kind of movement, even though Toddy did everything that he was asked to do, he's coming back off the suspension and he goes out and win a platinum glove. You know, there's a part of it. I mean, prior to that season, he had said that, I'm going to right field. I'm going to do what the team's asking, but, you know, I still consider myself a shortstop, right? You got Cronenworth moving from second to first. And again, these guys are all good teammates. So they're going to do what is asked of them to do. And they're certainly not going to make any scuttle about it publicly and probably not even privately, but inside there, he's definitely having that conversation with himself. Bogey, although he didn't have to be moved into this year at second, there was already conversations about it last year. So he's going in the shortstop position thinking, man, I got to come out here and show these guys I can still play this position. So it wasn't the best, probably, in terms of putting those guys in the best mental space that they could be in. But they all ultimately, especially Toddy, he thrived in right field. I mean, as you said, he's a platinum glove winner. That probably kind of eased his mind a little bit. Bogey's at second this year. Crone's trying to bounce back. Maybe I think he's come in with a different mindset this year and he's benefiting from it early. But yeah, all those things, you know, probably were factors, you know, the bad luck, wrong place, wrong time, the mental space, all of that are contributing factors, I'm sure, to some of the seasons they had. I mean, Toddy, for instance, I mean, he won that platinum glove, but offensively, he had a great year by normal standards.
Right, not for him.
By his standards, he's still getting his feet wet all last year. So I expect him to have a big season this year.